Last one for her. She about to bounce. Bounce skate rob mode. What is it? Bounce mob skate.
Bounce mob. Yeah.
That's always dope. What was that dude name? Young Bleed.
Yeah.
That dude was good.
You was find like, that song?
Can I find it? I'm pretty sure you can.
I haven't heard it in a while. Go ahead, but we'll find it after we get done.
Manny Fontaine said, can you find that song for me? You gonna put that? You want me to put that on the wedding playlist? You gonna jam to that one? All right. Welcome back to another episode of About a Week Ago. One of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
And I gave Manny Fontaine an out. I told him, like, look, man, you ain't got to do this one. It's not the week. And Manny Fontaine said, nah, I'm about to bring the heat.
Listen,
so I said, whoa.
No, nah, that's a lie.
I said,
look, we got that episode is good. The last one.
If the episode is good or bad, it's on Manny Fontaine because he said, I need to be here for this one. And I put then the pressure's high because last episode was good. It's a really good episode. So go ahead, let's have it. What you want to talk about? You want to talk about Future giving his son a Rolex?
His 5-year-old son a Rolex.
Oh my gosh, what's wrong with Future? Well, let's start there. We can start there.
Yeah, listen. It's like when you ever show up somewhere and you look around and say, oh shit, we got to give a gift. What I got on me? What I got on me? And you don't give a couple of dollars. I felt like that's what it was. It looked like baby Future was not prepared for it. He said, thanks. There's a whole video of it.
Oh, my God.
But he was
looking. I think baby Future.
Because he was expecting some damn toys.
Yeah. Like, I saw Russell Wilson and them.
They have two parties. Yeah, and then they brought up the fact that, what's name did the same thing? Not the same thing, but DJ Khaled. I gave a child like a $100,000 diamond. Y'all stop it with. It's weird for that. I was like, yo, don't you
plan on Asad even talk yet? What is he doing? How old is he?
I think 10.
For real? Yo, like I was about to say, we've seen him so much, I'm thinking this motherfucker like 6 years old now.
Yeah, he's like two or three, man. Yeah, so listen, I asked Sarah, did Future have all his kids yet? Because I know he got Joy had hers, then there was another lady claiming that he got her pregnant and he wanted the abortion and stuff like that. So,
oh man, that's crazy.
A lot. But we're going to keep the kid talk rolling because congratulations, Trey Songz.
What happened?
He has, man, I swear. All right, this is why you can't be on the podcast.
Why do y'all keep up with this shit?
Because it's because you just click on social media and shit's there.
Yeah, I'm bad.
Twitter.
This is why I'm good for this show.
Anyways,
because I don't be.
Anyways, let me explain this. Trey Songz had a baby boy. They don't know who the woman is.
Oh, then so what good are y'all?
No, they.
Oh,
he didn't release.
No, no, whatever. Nah.
Sarah,
anyways,
I thought he was going out with the girl that one of Steve Harvey's.
Nope.
And she congratulated him too.
Yeah, she thanked him. I said, man, this dude had this whole foot on his face and we, you know, a baby was on the way.
He was even trying to holler at Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah,
and some chick was pregnant.
Yeah.
That the rumor is, the rumor is, though, Jermaine, is that he got Dave East's baby's mom's sister pregnant.
Oh my gosh, you gotta go that far?
I thought Maul said it was a porn star the other day.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
Well, yes, Maul, this it is. I don't know if he was joking because he was like you. He didn't know about no baby. And then he said, I think the rumor is, which was a weird, like how you don't know about the kid, but you knew who the mom might be rumored to
maybe
be.
Maybe he started like getting on his, because you know, he gets on the phone all the time. Just start going through and look at his shit. So how do y'all feel about this?
He's
fucked a lot of chicks.
Yo,
and for him to just have
been a sex, Sarah, calm down.
And for him to just have one baby. And he's 34. Congrats. I think he did pretty good for himself.
So we should throw a party for Trey?
I'm not. What? No. Now, what he wants to do after this, that's totally up to him. Because, you know, he famous, she not. It could bring a lot of problems. That's how it always plays out.
Remember, he said he wanted a family when he dropped that last album. And he did that fake reality
show.
Does
he want a family with her, though?
I don't know.
Sometimes people are weird. They'd be like, I want a family, but not you, though. Like, I want a kid, but I don't want to be in a relationship to have the kid, you know? It's like, it's weird how we operate as human beings now. Like, I can have a kid and not be with you. That's like crazy.
The crazy part to me is...
But but it's not just like a man thing. It's like a woman thing, too.
I was going to say that I wanted to know, when did we get to the point where people, and I always have to stress this, who want to get married, have the kid first.
Yeah,
and then when you ask them, oh, are y'all getting married? Oh, that's too soon.
I'm like,
But the kid is an 18-year commitment, at least.
A kid is a lifetime commitment, man.
No, I'm saying to each other.
That's what I'm saying.
No. And still, So what I'm saying is, if me and Sarah have a kid, me and Sarah have to talk for the next 18 years.
You have to still talk after that,
too. No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
Why would
she going to get married? She going to have...
No, we don't.
No, hold on. Hold on, wait. No,
Manny Fate.
Listen, you're talking crazy.
You're saying you have to.
You have to interact.
Your words are, you should. Not you have to. You should. Manny Fate, we have Sarah here. That her and the dude don't talk. They should. That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you.
But
their
lives are going to be together no matter what to the end of days. Like
they're connected because of that.
Yeah.
Why is my shit getting brought up?
But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing that they should. They don't have to. And that's what I'm explaining.
Yeah.
It's like me and you agree. I think y'all should talk.
Yeah.
Y'all should just talk.
Yeah, but I think that's weird that people think that they can have kids with people and just be like, oh, it's not that big. As soon as you adults, I'm done with you. And that's not the case. I'd be like, yo, that's a weird way to think of things. Like, why did we get... But I mean, we think about that all the time. We think we should have sex before we get in a relationship. Period. We'd be like, well, let me try the pussy out, see if that's good. Then I'll let you know if I really like you or not. I tell girls this all the time. Guys don't even know if they like you after they start having sex with you. Because we don't realize if we like you or not, because we just want the sex anyway. We're so fascinated about sex that we don't even care about anything else. Once you start having sex with somebody, then you realize, oh, I don't really like her like that. She's a little annoying. It's because guys have this mental block. And I'm not saying women do either, because you let somebody have sex with you that don't even value you. So it's weird that we put kids before relationships. We put everything before everything else.
Look at this motherfucker showing off his nice ass TV and shit. Meanwhile, I got a TV upstairs that won't even stay on for 15 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
Relax.
This is kind
of relax, yeah.
And then we go to this.
Look at this shit. Mm. I'm going to throw that TV away. You want a new TV?
Yeah. Relax. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry I brought up your relationship.
I'm sorry that your TV's so fabulous. And meanwhile, upstairs, we got all kinds of hiccups. Shit right, cut off on Game of Thrones one day.
Oh my God.
Man. It was about to be curtains for that TV.
It reset itself. And Sarah was like, and it did it at a perfect part time. Like it went black. We was like, is that the end of the episode? Sarah's like, fuck a TV cut off, blah, blah. So it does it. Listen, I don't know if Trey is going to be committed for the next 18 years. You would think so. This is the thing too. I don't even want to put myself in that position to be committed to somebody I don't like for 18 years. And that's why they don't talk to each other. Because you either have men who sit there and think, oh, she's a constant reminder of my failure, or somebody I couldn't keep. Or you have women saying, fuck him, he's better off with somebody, he's doing better.
But when did we get out of... We're so out of control, man. That's ridiculous.
Where's this episode going? I'm getting so bored by this. Come on, y'all.
We're having a riveting conversation.
I don't care about Trey Songz this baby.
Trey Songaholic.
Sarah was one of the girls in the comments mad that she didn't get pregnant by Trey.
She is now she acting bad and bougie right now.
What happened, Trey? I mean, Sarah, how he break your heart?
What did he do to you?
Please just keep it moving?
He was an asshole.
Yo, you got some inner demons about Trey Songz.
I know. I don't care about this subject.
So here's a legit question. And this is the last question on the subject. If we had to interview Trey Songz, would you be his present?
Yeah, I would be here.
How? Look at what we just did. Shut up.
I know. I'm saying I don't care about this. Like, yay, he's 34. He waited till he had this kid. His mom's happy. His brother's happy. Right. People are happy.
All right. What's the rollout? I don't want to say that. No, we'll move on. All right, let's go to Safari because he still does music, barely.
Right.
Manny Fontaine, did you see Safari?
No, I've heard about they broke up, right? Or what do you do?
Show you the video. So he was in this protest for no fur band.
Picking on us. Leave us alone. Our firm, our right. Our choice, our right.
I didn't do it. Go to China with that. This is America. Worry about these hundreds of black men being killed every day. Worry about that. Y'all go worry about police brutality. You go. Fuck you, idiot. Go suck your mother. Run up under your blood clot, mother pussy. Go suck on a mama. You're not some blood clot idiot. Run up under a mama. Shame up under your bumble clot.
So that line, that's how stupid he is. So somebody says you're an abuser. He said, well, I didn't do it. That logic doesn't make any sense. Like, you can't be sitting there. And then he goes on to be like, worry about black man being killed by police.
Oh, my God.
I said, Safari cannot lead your protest.
He has a point, though.
Yeah, you can worry about both, too. But that's not the hill to die on. It just isn't. Like,
I don't know. But why be so... If you want to wear fur, just wear it. You know, like, it's just like, but like, just like people that want to eat meat, they're going to eat meat. Like,
I don't believe in wearing fur.
Yeah.
I like, really don't care about no fur either.
Well, the thing is like, people don't understand, like, if not putting you out there, if a dude your size has on a chinchilla coat, those things are like the size of that little canister right there. They're tiny. They're like bunny rabbit size. It takes a lot of fucking chinchillas to make a coat.
Alpaca, you block that.
So yeah, so I guess.
And you be seeing seals getting clubbed and stuff. Like, come on, man! Like, they so brutal just for somebody to wear a piece of clothing. Now to live for food, that's different. But you don't need to wear a fur, a real fur. You don't need to wear it. Like, if I see a dude wearing a fur in Miami, I'll be like, "What the fuck is this?"
I think furs look tacky anywhere. I've never seen a fur and was just like,
yo, that shit fresh.
Like, this chick I used to work with walked in with a bunny rabbit coat and I said, what the fuck do you have on?
Do you know
how big bunny rabbits are? And she thought she was so stylish. I said, no, your coat looks like shit. And it's very rude for you to have that on.
Sarah, she
was like, well, my uncle gave it to me. I said, I don't care. He rude too. Just because I think that these creatures are so small and how many it takes for people, you know, for it to make one coat.
Or at least they should wait till they die and gather them up and stuff, like, you know.
Yeah, and I don't understand that. Like, you can't wait till the thing dies of natural causes.
That means that jacket would be worth so much more money, though. Because you waited
for it to die.
Yeah, but I guess the fur people wouldn't be mad about that, though. Because they really wouldn't have a complaint. Because they'd be like, yo, it died of natural causes.
And nobody ever wears, it seems that nobody wears the fur of bigger animals. They ain't nobody like, yo, man, this is pure bear fur. Well, you only had to kill one bear. Yeah, yeah.
Nah, 21 Savage does. He said, Montclair, fur came off a bear. Now, bears are vicious. I can kind of get down with that. And they're big as shit. It's not like he said baby bear. He said a bear, right?
A cub would be a baby bear.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. Anyways, I know. I'm just saying.
This is what she's passionate about.
Sarah,
not the little bunnies, y'all. Not the little chinchillas.
Oh, man.
Yeah, stop wearing that. Stop wearing small animal fur. How about that? Them little motherfuckers is small, and it take a lot. See,
listen, Safari's just a distraction because he wanted us to know that relationship ended. It's the biggest I told you so in the reality TV history.
Uh-oh. Joe, why can't Joe Budden's shit be the biggest I told you so?
Who? You thought that was
it? Because people told Sin, like, man, this nigga ain't shit.
So is his fault?
So whose fault is it?
Whose fault is what?
I'm just talking. You think it's Joe's fault?
Did you see how he was acting on Love & Hip Hop?
How was he acting towards her, though?
What do you mean, how was he acting towards her?
He was treating her nice.
Yeah, he was treating her nice.
No, because he was like, if we have to break up, I'm totally fine with that. What about that part?
But then the next day he went to therapy. Well, not the next day.
Yeah,
the next
men say that type of stuff, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, come on. I don't act like I ain't said that to you a couple of times. Like, I'm be all right. Trust and believe. What'd you say back to me?
That ain't true.
Okay.
Because you are.
John, how about I move out this house for a month and not pay not one bill?
What's going to happen? You got to. Your name's on the lease.
No, I'll just be like, you'll be fine without me, right? No,
but yeah, back at home. Right here. Something small or something.
Listen. Y'all, listen.
Sarah Wilde.
Yeah, I know. I'm asking a real question. How about I move
out? Sarah, I haven't told you that since it's been a while. So I know we only been in this house 3 or 4 years. I'm talking about pre-house. I need you now.
I need you now.
I'll take you to small claims court.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, which breakup is bigger? Joe and Sin's or Sarah Safari?
I think people rooting for Joe and Sin, people knew Erica and Safari weren't going to make it.
I ain't rooting for neither.
Yeah,
I didn't say us. I said people were.
Yeah.
I don't root for them. I don't give a fuck about their relationships. All right. Why? You know, this was a really quiet week, right? Because we barely had any news. We did have some albums drop. We had the Khaled album drop. The Nipsey Hussle song was amazing. Yeah. I think the Big Sean. I only heard those. And I heard a few. I heard the beginning of the album. I'm midway through. I'm up to the 21 Savage and Cardi B song. I finished that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Megan Thee Stallion album drop. But Chance the Rapper dropped and what happened, guys?
Album?
Song, man. Come on now. I'm going to play it for you, man, if I tell you.
I'm like, oh my God, shawty tender like a strip. I'm like, oh my God, shawty came in with the drip. Okay. I'm like, her and a friend came for the show. Her and a friend came for the show. I'm like, can you do it simple? Just like lemonade. 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 Used to carry all the groceries in one trip.
Hercules.
Simply made it, made it gone in one sip.
Y'all faces.
Step on my chip. Step on my chip to get my lip on. Used to carry all the groceries in one trip.
Hercules.
Simply made it, made it gone in one sip.
Can I grab you?
I heard this. And I thought it was a parody song.
I was like,
who would sing this? What is this? What is like, what? Somebody selling a car or?
Sarah, what did you think? This is it?
Where's he getting to? What's he getting to?
That's the hook, right?
Yeah, but like, what is it a metaphor for? I used to carry groceries all in one trip.
Maybe,
going a little bit. Let's go to his verse.
I thought that we was in the verse.
That's
too much dip on my chip. Dip on my chip to get my lip on. Traffic, looking for my chapstick. Big star Patrick, haircut look like Brad Pitt. 5-star hotel, doorman look like Braxton. Fancy carpet, make her feel like Jasmine. Make her feel like jazz. Make me feel like I choose you, like I'm Ash. Take me to the box, band of cool, let me crash. Ooh, make me sleep, make me dream, make me snore.
That's enough. That was, I don't know. This is what we waited for?
Yeah.
What happened to that one song he had in the studio he was going in on?
Remember when he sampled Candy Rain? And that shit was dope?
Yeah.
And he lost the track. I was like, how you lose a sample? Like, just fucking sample it again. You have a clip of it. You know how to do it. Like, that didn't make any sense. Lamar Odom says he's a sex addict who's had sex with more than 2,000 women.
I know he said
fucking Lamar Paul Odom.
And he said Khloe Kardashian don't wash her ass. I saw that too.
What? Did he say that for real?
Yeah. All right, listen, hold up. We're gonna take this, some steps. One, he's not a sex addict. All right. He likes to have sex. There's a difference. I don't know any addict. You want to do anything else. Obese people do not know how many burgers they ate. Drug addicts don't know how much cocaine they snorted. Or how much heroin they
took. Thank you for speaking for us, John.
I'm just, when you're an addict, you don't know the number.
You just say
a lot. You know, you bragging when you're saying 2,000. Why do you even know the number? Who the fuck was still counting after 100?
Who counts after like 30?
Mm-hmm.
Like after you get to like
talk 30, that shit, Manny Fontaine.
Like after you
Manny said, I stopped counting 10 years ago.
I'm just saying, after you get to 30, if you think about it in your head, it could just get too high to be like.
Maybe he was just like multiplying because there's a lot of group sex. Like he knew how many women were there and he did it like 20 times and he was like, well, that was 15 women times 20. And then I did it again the next year. And then the next year. Yeah, I'm up to like 2 grand.
So here's the problem though. Wait, real quick. I know where you go. Yeah, where do you go? But he said there were too many strippers account. It wasn't a big deal, but often I would pay them. I never thought less of them. If I'm a stripper and I'm fucking you because you're a celebrity, what I look like with the money afterwards? Like, dang, you thought I was a prostitute? Or do you be like, oh, cool, I got paid for this shit too? Like, what is your mindset?
I guess he's saying he doesn't feel ashamed for paying for vagina.
He cheated on Khloe Kardashian.
Yo, if you a woman with any kind of morals, you do not fuck Lamar Odom for free. That's how I look at it.
Okay. Maybe you like you like for money.
So you still put yourself out there for money.
The sex.
I thought you were going to say you don't sleep with him at all.
The sex would trigger his drug use because it would allow him to double up on the good feeling.
So sex wasn't enough. Mm-mm. So sex is like a trash ass drug, man, basically.
Yeah, vices all came to a head when he was, you know, in 2015, he overdosed on cocaine and bullfuse.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he overdosed on pussy. I said, damn, that's crazy.
You can OD on vagina.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a way to go. Yeah, that feeling would be hilarious. He said, this nigga died the way he came in. He died doing what he loved.
Yeah.
Died doing what he loved. God. What you guys think about Kanye West?
What about the part about Khloe Kardashian?
I didn't have that clip. You give it to me. You tell us what happened.
He said,
all right, let me see if I can pull it up on Google.
I forgot where I read it at. No, I saw it on my Twitter. Somebody was like, that's why if you could blame Chance to stop believing that you're insane. I was just like, what? Khloe Kardashian doesn't like to, but she said this before, like, I don't like to take baths that much. Like showers that much. Find it.
No.
It might have been fake.
John
news.
Probably actually put in Khloe Kardashian don't like washing her ass.
No, I didn't. I put in Lamar Odom Khloe clean. Like I just stopped there. No, if I put shower, it says Lamar Odom showers praises on Khloe Kardashian for not showering. Okay, so here we go. While in the hospital. So Khloe never left my side. She didn't shower for days. Kim's resiliency was incredible too. They put chairs together for her to sleep across the night. That doesn't show anything else about
that. Maybe that was it, man. Maybe it's fake. I don't want her. Hey, I guess she does wash her ass.
See how rumors get started?
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It's going to be quick. Because I was like, oh, shit.
Now we're on the Kardashians. What you guys think about baby four? Kanye West, the name.
Oh, I never. That's, the baby's name is four?
No, the baby name is Psalm. Psalm West.
Psalm?
Psalm. What's your favorite Psalm? I know you got one.
I do.
This was your cue to do the Pulp Fiction joke.
Can you quit your mother?
No, he remember which his one? Favorite. He had a favorite song.
I
rap, too.
Yeah, he's like, I can't remember what it was.
Sarah, though. You got it. You know what? I know you love that movie.
So, how y'all think about the name? What you think?
I mean, the girls get locations and the boys get God, I guess the holy names or something like that.
Saint and Psalm,
and then you got North of Chicago.
Yeah, that's wild.
I mean, I'm glad. I mean, not glad, but they was thinking about naming him Robert. I said he can't have a regular name. That's not going.
They
work.
Were thinking about it for real.
Yeah, name after her father. And I was like, no, he can't have a regular name. Y'all got these unique names. He better have one too.
Are they gonna have any more?
I think this is it for him. What do you think, Sarah?
I don't know.
I guess it doesn't really matter if it's not going through it. Your body wise, you know, like
how many kids would you have, Sarah? If you could afford surrogates,
three.
So three more or three altogether?
Three more.
Oh, so she had four then already, right?
Yeah.
So she good.
Would you do strange names as well? Well, not unique. I don't want to say strange.
No. Because my kids will still be regular people and they got to get jobs. And, you know, let's be honest. Sometimes people see your name on that resume and they like,
now, what you going to think about when you see Psalm West?
Yeah.
You don't know who that is. Like, what is coming through here? The path of a righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities. Oh, never mind. Iniquities? I shouldn't have started it.
Inequities?
Inequities, yeah. Of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who is the name of charity and God will. Come on, though. In the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly the brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. There you go.
I found one song and just...
That was the Pulp Fiction song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you think I just picked out one?
Yeah, I did.
Let's see. Yo, Gotti's tour bus got shot up. This is... I mean, well, I guess it was a car, not a tour bus, but it's getting ridiculous.
Yo, there's like three entourages getting shot up last week.
Yeah. Yep. Queen Latifah and Will Smith are going to do a hip hop version of Romeo and Juliet for Netflix. I'm passing on that one.
Definitely.
When is
Will Smith going to sit his old ass down? Like,
yo, I don't think that Aladdin movie going to be the hit that he think it is. He looked too stiff out there when I saw that. Prince Ali, he was like, he's trying to dance. I said, what are you, man? Stop it.
I think Will Smith has to accept the fact that he's old now.
Like, he don't have to accept nothing.
Oh, here we go.
He gets $20 million a movie. He ain't got to be all out there like he was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Ain't nobody saying that. I said, don't do anything like that at all. I said, he's got to accept that he's old. Aladdin is a young man's game. He should get into a young man.
Who should have been the genie? Chance the Rapper?
He probably would have been dope.
He would have been better at it. He would have been more into it. He would have sung and danced.
Man,
shit.
I would love to do a Disney movie.
Well, you should have tried.
You hate Disney movies. You said all the parents are dead. Screw
that's up. True. All the parents in Disney
that's
hates
how they
parents.
Bring you in, though.
Yeah, you gotta start
even
off.
Even in Frozen, they start out with parents and they went on that trip and then the boat sank during a storm. Man, y'all ain't realize that Ariel ain't have a mom. Cinderella's dad.
Yes, we all realize nobody's disagreeing with you.
Bambi, yeah, we all know. We know.
Yeah, right. Y'all be eating that shit up.
All right, Drake and the fake apps. Y'all see all.
I thought you had a picture of it.
No, he put a picture of himself shirtless on Instagram and then.
But we've been known Drake had fake apps.
Him and one of his friends.
A lot of insecurities, man.
And the fake apps, I don't care about his fake apps, fake accent, fake apps. It's cool if you want to get that done.
Yeah,
that's
how he gets the shit off.
I mean, he was going to get the women
at
anyway.
All. Yeah, that's what I'm
it didn't really matter.
But like that shows you how deep your insecurities can be.
You always say that.
What?
Whenever someone gets some kind of plastic surgery, you like, man, they got an insecurity.
That's not an insecurity. Listen, that's because you. Okay, nah, we're not going.
No,
there.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't think it's an insecurity to that level anymore. This is why I'm about to
get his abs though. That's what we talking about.
When it comes to bodies, we think everything, not everything, but we're like, you did that for because you're insecure. But we don't do that with anything else, right?
If so me no and Seth, insecurities don't exist, you know what I'm period?
No, I'm not saying that. It's just, I don't paint with a broad brush that you're insecure because some things is, just, I want that shit, regardless, right? If me and Sarah win $2 million, right?
Uh-huh.
And let's say nobody knows. So you can take that just for this hypothetical.
So you would
if we went and got a bigger house, why would nobody say anything? Nobody would say yes because y'all insecure. They'd be like,
I think they would say that if you got like a,
but you know,
I'm just saying, if you got a bigger house, they wouldn't say shit. But if you got one like 50 Cent house where he had to ride around the house and shit and he couldn't go anywhere.
But nobody says insecure. They say that was dumb. You wasted money, right? And that's what I said. Drake wasted money because if you were getting the ass for ladies.
But you're still trying to shadow it with a different word.
But I was saying, let's say we won $100,000. Our cars are decent. If I went and got a Toyota.
We don't have time for this art.
No, this is what I'm saying. I know, if I went and got a Toyota
debate,
Camry,
discuss
a Toyota Camry, you guys would be like, oh, that's cool. But what if I went and got a nice fancy Lexus? Nobody said you're insecure. They'd be like, oh, he can afford
that. But so you're
stuff.
Saying that anybody can afford something doesn't have insecurity. But what if a person can't afford it? And they stretch out of, is that an insecurity?
No, I'm just saying, you're missing my point. My point is, we can't say something is insecurity if we don't know that person.
But what if he says he's insecure about it?
Yeah, but again, that's what I just said. You just said what I said. I said, we can't say it. And then you said, what if he says it?
But okay, I'm just saying though, like if we can assume that Drake could we call it body issues?
We don't call what? Why?
Like, is it like a body?
So,
is it a body right,
so
issue
here's
for himself?
So here's the thing, then.
Like, okay, if you could get abs right now, and you had the money, would you get them?
No, I want to get them because I want to do it naturally. But that's not. But because
just
because
he doesn't want to do it naturally doesn't mean
what is
that.
Yeah. Why does that?
I'm just trying to get where you're coming from. But it's more like. But I think sometimes we're intertwining this way too far. Like I just feel like. Some things are simple and some things are not. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to say. No, like, I understand your point, but I'm just saying, like, as in, my point is still valid too, though. I'm
no,
not saying.
My point was, you may not be wrong.
Yeah.
It is wrong to just assume that when somebody gets something done to their bodies, that they're insecure.
But okay, but don't think that our society is shallow?
We are
shallow.
Yeah.
But everybody's
not shallow.
But you said, no, we are to a certain point.
It's about generalities, right?
No, I'm just saying, you're going to be shallow about something. There's some people who are like, I would never eat a McDonald's, but I eat an In-N-Out. What's wrong with McDonald's? Or I wouldn't eat at this, or I would never step in a house. Like, I wouldn't live in a townhouse. I have my own. There's something you're going to be like, I want to do that. That's good for you. And you'd be like, why? You'd have a valid reason. Because I don't like it. So what? Like, there's something you think about yourself. There's something you're going to be shallow about.
What am I shallow about?
I don't know you.
Like, no, that's I want you to tell me.
I don't know who. There's something that you're like, I wouldn't do that shit, but you don't have a valid reason for not doing it other than you don't like it. You know, that's what I'm saying. But everybody has that.
So that's what you look at.
One thing, I'm not saying it's a big thing. Like, who gives a fuck if you don't like McDonald's? You could be, you want to be shallow about McDonald's? I don't care. But then my thing is that when it comes to, we do it with bodies, we don't do it with anything else. And when you said the big house, we didn't, Beyonce, Jay-Z,
look at this part. Look at her.
I think the thing is that it's just still more taboo or controversial for a man to be getting like unnecessary plastic surgery. Because if you really want to look at it, Cardi B just submitted before the Billboard Awards, she went and got her abs done.
No, men would do it if they could. If they would get 3 inches taller. You would see six foot four.
No, I'm just saying, Cardi B did it because she was like, I got lipo, and then she went and got her abs sculpted, and her body looks great to some people's standards. Drake shit don't look right. Drake's a man who got plastic surgery. Even when Kanye West admitted, people are like, what the fuck? You got plastic surgery as a man.
To say that we have insecurities, though.
No.
So let's not say that. Like, if he has an insecurity, like, yo, I took my shirt off while I was having sex, and I ain't really. That could happen, though. I mean, that's not bad to say you have an insecurity. That's like, we gotta stop stepping away from the word of being, it's such a bad thing. Because I believe that all of us have insecurities. We do, and we need to accept them rather than being like,
what do you mean by accept?
Accept them as in just understanding, hey, I feel a little bit uncomfortable about this. You know,
my question is, once you, I think, I would acknowledge that you have an insecurity and then go from there. It's up to you to accept it and not do nothing. And it's also up to you to be like, I want to change this about myself.
And then that's my thing. And we need to come up with, we went away so far, I got to go anyway. But we need to come up with like healthier ways to handle things. Like, it's always a healthier.
But what if he's just been? I mean, Drake was a doughy dude after a while, he wasn't this tall, lanky kid after Degrassi. He was like a doughy dude, and maybe he just said, "Okay, I could lose the weight by eating better while I'm on tour, but I ain't got time to get the abs. So I could just go to this plastic surgery and get the abs."
That's the thing too with money. When you got money, that is the shortcut. Like, if we want money, I could still keep working, but why would I? I'm like, maybe I'll find a different, my job, obviously I will work, do this, the podcast, but I'll find something else. But nobody be like, you should just get work. Like, no, I got money. I don't need to work that job anymore. I could do something else. And maybe he was like, I don't need to be in the gym. Like, he did something, obviously, because his arms are big. His chest isn't, and his abs look weird.
He got bad plastic surgery. If it was good plastic surgery, I don't even think it'd be that big of a big deal. Anyways, okay, Drake got bad plastic surgery. We don't care. He a man. Okay, he rich. He got a plane. Yeah. That's all that counts. He got the worst plastic surgery in the world. He get Botox and filler. He got a plane.
And isn't that, you know what, just to wrap that, isn't that the thing about life? That if you're broke and you get plastic surgery, you're like, man, you still live in a shitty house. And you wasted money on that. But when you're rich, you're like, so what? I mean, he can go fix it if he wants to. But his life is, quote unquote, you think his life is better than ours. So it doesn't matter. He can afford.
I think that's the biggest tell of anything. Just because you get a lot of money doesn't mean it changes what you have to work on in the core of yourself. Like, there's always.
Oh, we already knew that.
You get rich as shit, but it doesn't matter. Like, you know, like, we always talk about Kanye's West mom. You know, like, he was like, why did she do this? But those insecurities stay no matter what, no matter how much money you got. You just be like, fuck it, let me pile it all on. Let me get done in 1 week. You get your teeth done, your ass done, your legs done.
That's another thing, too. We just wrap up on this. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. But we're shallow in that way, Manny Fontaine. You just brought it up. If you get titties and ass and abs, we have something to say. We don't say nothing when people get their teeth fixed. And I'm not saying those fake veneers, because we do talk about that, because they're like, yo, they look too big for your mouth.
Yeah.
But if you went and got your teeth fixed, like I went and got my teeth, you know, cleaned and deep, nobody says nothing. They're about like, yo, you look good. That smile looks great on you. We don't say anything about that at all.
That's because teeth are necessary for health. They say that if you have bad teeth, it can really lead to heart disease.
Yeah, you could get headaches because your teeth are, things are going bad in
your mouth and everything. I mean, that's
all right. We're done, though. But the way you said that they say teeth are bad for health is it's kind of hard to explain to somebody who's like, if I get this done, I'll get more attention and people around me. Because you know how they say pets, well, if you have a pet, you live longer. If you have, you're surrounded by friends and good family, good people, you live longer. And if somebody's really lonely and think, if I change this about myself, then people will accept me. Maybe, and if it does happen, and this is crazy hypothetical, maybe that helped their health. But You're right. Manny Fontaine got to go. That was a good conversation, though.
It was.
We've matured in these 5 years or 6 years we've been doing this, because back in the day, we would yell at each other, shut the fuck up. No, this is you. I'm out of here. But we didn't do any of that. At One and Only, at Kicks of Coffee, at Manny Fontaine. We need to do an after hours, because that would have been great for an after hours conversation. Until next time, peace.
Peace.